Buck's voice carried even farther through the still night. Rabbit, at some point, heard it and crept into the shadows down the track to investigate the noise. He saw a crowd sitting and lying haphazardly up in the bleachers. He saw the bottles of beer, smelled the smoke from the cigars. In another era, he would have taken charge and ordered everyone away from the field. But those were Rake's boys up there, the chosen few. They were waiting for the lights to go off. If he got closer, he could call each one by name and number, and he could remember the exact location of their lockers. Rabbit slipped through the metal braces under the bleachers and hid below the players, listening. Silo. Neely called for an onside kick, and it almost worked. The ball bounced around and got touched by every damn player on the field until some guy with the wrong jersey finally found a handle. Ronnie. They ran twice for 2 yards, then tried a long pass that Hindu broke up. 3 and out, except that Hindu leveled the receiver out of bounds. Unnecessary roughness. First down. Donnie. It was a horrible call. Blanchard. We went crazy up in the stands. Randy. My father almost threw his radio on the field. Silo. We didn't care. They weren't going to score. Ronnie. They went 3 and out again. John Couch. Wasn't the punt return somewhere around here? Nat. First play of the fourth quarter. He turned up the volume.
East Pike back to punt on the Messina 41. The snap, a low hard kick, taken on the bounce by Paul Curry at the 5. Wide to the right to the 10. Cuts back. He's got a wall, a perfect wall. To the 20, 30, 40. Cuts back across midfield. Picks up a block from Marcus Mabry to the 40, the 30, along the far sideline. He's got blockers everywhere. To the 10, 5, 4, 2, touchdown. Touchdown, Spartans. A 95-yard punt return.
Nat turned the volume down so they could savor one of the greatest moments in Spartan football history. The punt return had been executed with textbook precision, every block and every move choreographed by Eddie Rake during endless hours of practice. When Paul Curry danced into the end zone, he was escorted by 6 green jerseys, just the way they'd been drilled. "We all meet in the end zone," Rake had screamed over and over. 2 East Pike players were down, victims of vicious but legal blindside blocks that Rake had taught them in the 9th grade. "Punt returns are perfect for killing people," he had said, over and over. Paul, "Let's listen to it again." Silo, "Nah, once is enough. Same ending." After the field was cleared, East Pike took the following kickoff and began a drive that would consume 6 minutes. For one brief period in the second half, they used their superior talent to chew up 60 yards, though every inch was contested. Their seamless execution of the first half was long gone, replaced by stutter steps and uncertainty. The sky was falling. One massive choke was underway, and they were powerless to stop it. Every handoff drew a furious attack from all 11 defenders. Every short pass ended with the receiver crumpled on the ground. There was no time for long passes. Silo could not be contained. On 4th and 2 from the Messina 28, East Pike foolishly went for the first down. Their quarterback faked a pitch to the left, bootlegged to the right, looking for the tight end. The tight end, however, had been mauled at the line by Donnie Utley, whose twin was blitzing like a mad dog. Ronnie caught the quarterback from behind, stripped the ball like he'd been taught, flung him to the ground, and the Spartans, trailing 31-21, were in business with 5:35 to go in the game.
There's something wrong with Neely's right hand. Not a single pass attempted in the second half. When the defense is on the field, he keeps it buried in an ice bucket. East Pike has it figured out. They're in man coverage on the wideouts. Everybody else is packed along the line of scrimmage.
Yeager, it was broken, wasn't it? Paul, yes, it was broken. Neely just nodded. Yeager, how'd you break it, Neely? Silo, a locker room incident. Neely was silent.
1st and 10 from the Spartan 39. Curry, wide right, motion left. Pitch right side to Marcus Mabry, who gets 4, maybe 5 very tough yards. Devon Bond is all over the field. Must be a linebacker's dream not worrying about pass coverage, just stalking the football. Spartans huddle quickly, sprint to the line. They can hear the clock. Quick snap. Dive to Chenault right behind Silo Mooney, who's just slaughtering people in the middle of the field.
Silo. I like that. Slaughtering. Donnie Utley. That was putting it mildly. Frank missed a block on a sweep. Silo punched him in the huddle. Neely. He didn't punch him. He slapped him. The referee started to throw a flag, but he wasn't sure if you could be penalized for roughing up your own teammates. Silo. He shouldn't have missed the block.
Third and one at the 48. 4:20 to go in the game. Spartans are back on the line before East Pike is set. Quick snap. Neely rolling right. A keeper across the 50 to the 45 and out of bounds. First down and the clock will stop. The Spartans need two touchdowns. They'll have got to start using the sidelines.
Silo. Go for it, Buck. Why don't you just call the plays? Donnie. I'm sure he knew them. Randy. Hell, everybody knew them. They didn't change in over 30 years. John Couch. We ran the same plays you guys were running against East Pike.
Mabry off tackle again for 4 yards, hit hard by Devon Bond, and the safety Armando Butler, a real headhunter. They have no fear of the pass, so they're really loading up against the run. Double tight end set, Chenault in motion right, option left, pitch to Mabry, who spins forward, keeps chugging, somehow picks up three. It'll be third and three now, another big play, and they're all big now. Clock's counting, under 4 minutes to play. Ball at the 38. Curry sprints in the huddle, wide left, split backfield. Neely drops back into the shotgun. The snap, he rolls right, looking, there's pressure. And off he goes to the far side, and he's nailed by Devon Bond. A really nasty helmet-to-helmet collision. Neely is slow getting up.